Hello and welcome to Women's Wellness with Loose Inspiration Podcast. I am your host, Lucy Catino. Ladies, this is your safe space where we discuss everything women's wellness. Let's dive in and start to peel back the layers. I have a very special guest today and a personal friend of mine, Jennifer Barboza Clegg, on. Jennifer is better known as the guru consultant of health benefits and financial literacy, founder of Barboza Benefits and Financial Services, an individual life and health insurance and financial literacy consulting agency. Let's get excited to dive into learning more about the importance of financial literacy tips and protecting ourselves in the wake of the coronavirus crisis. Welcome, Jennifer. How are you feeling today?
Hey, Lucy. I'm good. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity and invitation. I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too. And I think that it's a selfish request, too, because I feel like it's something that not only people need to understand financial literacy, and especially at a time like this where things just all of a sudden, you know, everything's like stopped. You know, and it's a huge crisis financially for a lot of us. Wouldn't you say so right now?
Oh, absolutely. And it's so funny that you had reached out to me asking me to come on and talk about this because I've been working on several newsletters and information that I'm sharing with my clients in reference to, you know, the finances and insurance in the wake of this whole pandemic that we're experiencing, to make sure that they know what steps to take to keep themselves protected financially and what to review and what's important, what's not important, you know, just to make sure that, you know, everyone has the proper information and is hopefully we can be proactive as much as possible as opposed to reactive, which when it comes to finances and health, reactive actions are never a good thing. Sometimes there are no recourses.
Yeah, that's very true. And that's why, like I said, that's exactly why I thought it would be so important and crucial at this time. And I have so many questions for you that can help us out today. So let's just dive right into the first question, right? So why is financial literacy important, particularly at a time like this, as we face this the coronavirus crisis right now in the world?
Well, first off, you know, regardless of any circumstance, financial literacy is important, and I think financial literacy has to start from as young as possible, from childhood. But essentially, financial literacy is understanding money and taking control of your finances as opposed to allowing finances to control you and the decisions that you make. It's really, you know, I have a psychology background, so I always go back into that in regards to how you feel about money, what your relationship is to money, and how you were taught about finances. You know, simple things like money doesn't grow on trees, rich people are evil, you know, you can't take it with you, so spend it while you can. Those ideologies become rooted into our psyche, and we don't realize that we become, we come to make decisions in reference to money according to how we were introduced to money and who taught us about money. Now, some people may say, I never was taught about money. Well, yeah, actually you were. Maybe not formally, but in some aspect, you were taught about money. It could have been grandma, grandpa giving you, handing you a $20 bill every time you saw them. Or it could have been, you know, watching your parents sitting at the dining room table, working on their budgets or paying bills, or even as much as not hearing anything and everything about money and bills and management, financial management being a secret, being told that you're too young, this is adult business. All of that can impact. So with that, how you respond to this whole coronavirus pandemic is going to make a big influence in your reactions in regards to, do you put your head in the sand and just hide and hope? Do you go in on a big shopping spree and stockpile everything and things that you don't need? Do you sell all of your stocks because you see the market dropping? Do you cancel all of your insurance because you need to make sure you have as much cash on hand? Those things are probably some of the worst decisions you can make in a circumstance like this.
Yes.
More importantly, especially if you're having to stay home, whether you're not working or you're being told to work from home, this time period is when you should be reviewing your finances.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and so if having that financial literacy is important, understanding it, knowing how to budget, knowing how to plan ahead, and being prepared for circumstances like this. And I always tell my clients, you want to be prepared for emergency situations. And this is an emergency situation that none of us had anticipated.
And I'm glad you just hit that point, because that was my next question to you. Looking back, right? So how would you advise that we be prepared? Because, you know, things are going to happen again. I'm pretty sure of that. Unfortunately, life is just so unpredictable, right? So what could we have done, and what can we do moving forward to prepare ourselves and for our family too?
Well, there's several steps that I would recommend. First off, take a hard look at all of your insurance. This is a health pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you have your life insurance in order, because we know that people, unfortunately, are losing their lives due to this virus. And you want to make sure that life insurance is in place. Make sure that it's you have your beneficiaries lined up. If you have a will and trust, make sure it is up to date. If you don't, then you need to put one together.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a statement showing, stating if you are hospitalized and you are unable to make a decision for yourself due to your health,
mm-hmm.
who is going to make that decision on your behalf? What do you want them to do if you are on life support?
Mm-hmm.
What do you not want them to do? All of that needs to be outlined, so that it is very clear if you are ever in that circumstance. And same thing for any other adult in the household, as well as your children. Who's going to make those final decisions regarding health decisions?
Yes.
Now is the time, if you don't have life insurance, or you don't have enough life insurance, now is the time to get it, because these health questions are going to change because of this pandemic. And you want to make sure that you have this secure in place before the insurance companies make changes that could potentially affect you, because a question may come up saying, have you ever been diagnosed with coronavirus?
Wow. Yeah.
You know, and if you have tested positive, then the answer is yes, and you may be denied coverage.
Wow.
You know, so this is what actually, circumstances like this is what actually dictates the types of health questions that go into life insurance applications and other health insurance applications.
Very well.
The next thing you need to do is put together a budget. You need to have a full budget for yourself, know exactly what your cost of living is. Everything from housing, that could be your rent or mortgage, gas for your vehicle, food, full groceries, and utilities, as well as your insurance expenses and cell phone and internet. Those are your basic necessities.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is just extra.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to make sure that you have a budget that can meet your very basic needs. And then you want to start setting aside funds that would equal, at the very minimum, 3 to 6 months worth of those living expenses set aside in case of an emergency like the one that we have now.
Right.
But ideally, you want to go as much as a year out in savings for emergencies like this. So that's your emergency fund. That's not your vacation fund. That's not your I need to pay this bill fund. This is your emergency fund. You do not touch it unless it is a true emergency like we are in now.
Okay. And that's you listing all the essential things that you just covered, pretty much your utilities,
correct,
rent and food and yeah.
So you want to know what those costs mm-hmm. are, and then you want to start setting that money mm-hmm. aside for yourself. Now, of course, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take several months to several years, but you want to work towards it because you know, this is totally out of anyone's control. People have lost their jobs.
And that was, again, another question I had for you. And that is, and it's a good segue to this question too, because now we're saying, okay, you save up for all of these essential things that you need a year out, right? But say mm-hmm. I'm someone yeah. who is now unemployed. I just lost my job. How am I able to attain that exactly? How's that feasible?
Okay, so right now there are several options that the government has put into place. There is the Paycheck Protection Act that is available, and that can go for individuals who have lost their mm-hmm. jobs, and that's essentially, you know, they said the government's going to be sending out payments of $1,200 for individuals to help later this mm-hmm. month. If you are a sole proprietor, contractor, if you work for yourself and you rely on, or you have like a cash business that you rely on, and that's how you make your livelihood, mm-hmm. you can also apply through the SBA, Small Business Agency, the COVID disaster relief loan.
Mm.
And they right now they have a quick application online that will they can fund up to $10,000, which requires minimal information and documentation. You have to be a sole proprietor, a business owner, or a self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
Or a contractor, essentially.
Wow, yeah.
And so if you were working for a company and they laid you off or let you go because of this pandemic, you obviously, I would always recommend for my clients first, go ahead and file for unemployment insurance. As well, if you had any coverages, disability may, depending on the insurance company, you may be eligible for disability if you were required to be quarantined due to exposure, and that's not allowing you to work. Your short-term disability can be activated mm-hmm. for that. Definitely apply for health insurance through Medicaid, through the federal government, so to make sure that you have the health insurance coverages mm-hmm. that you need. Now's the time to tap in and utilize all available
yes.
resources. And I tell people the worst thing you can hear is the answer no. Just keep trying and apply and ask, and because you need to survive.
Absolutely. That's accurate and really great advice, Jen. Thank you for that.
Also mm-hmm. real quick, the other thing I urge people to take in consideration is if you're not working, now's the time to look at building up new
yes.
skills. Try to learn something new. There, you know, you can take online courses, pick up a new skill. There are companies who are actually hiring because of this pandemic. They have such a shortage of staff. I know Amazon, I know the grocery stores, delivery companies, they're all now hiring because they can't keep enough people on mm-hmm. staff to manage the amount of
the demand,
the demand that's required. So there are options, but I always tell people, take this time to learn something new, build up a new skill to make yourself mm-hmm. viable. So if something like this happens again, or when we come out of this, you can position yourself in a better place so you can do
absolutely.
Better.
Absolutely. I love that. That is absolutely right. What mm-hmm. has this virus What are we learning from all of this as it pertains to money and the state of our economy? What do you see?
Well, I think in this circumstance, no one is immune. Mm-hmm. Definitely, if you have been taking the steps to protect yourself financially and save, it may have easily relieved some of the stressors that we're all experiencing, because you know you may have something to keep you afloat if you're not working or if your income has stopped mm-hmm. suddenly. I think definitely looking at our health and what are we doing? How are we taking care of ourselves? How are we eating? Even the way that we communicate, I think is going to change in regards to close contact, physical contact when we greet each other. You know, it's funny. I see these memes talking of people saying, well, not to brag, but I always wash my hands after I use the bathroom, or I always wash my hands with mm-hmm. soap. But, you know, really, these are simple mm-hmm. habits that we should have always been yes. practicing. And unfortunately, not enough people do it enough or mm-hmm. properly. And so it exposes us. So I think this whole experience, our world is changing as we know it. The way society operates is changing as we know it, even work. And so how money is managed, you know, I urge people to take this time to look at your finances. If you're not sure, don't know, reach out to someone who can assist you with it. But now's the time to really prepare mm-hmm. because we, you know, in less than 30 years, we've experienced two world changing mm-hmm. events, 9/11 yeah. and now the yes. pandemic.
Yes. So it's time to prepare, right? That's the message. Yeah.
Absolutely. But definitely prepare
and be aware. Yes.
Definitely.
What are some specific services that you provide with your organization?
Well, I started my career in my business providing life insurance for individuals. I actually started working with federal employees and DC government employees, providing them personal private life insurance. This is outside of what their company was offering, even the federal government. And again, I always tell people, it doesn't matter who you work for, have your own life insurance, one that you mm-hmm. control, because most life insurance that you offer that are offered through your employer, they're only as good as long as you're working there. And the other thing is life insurance. We offer individual life insurance, private life insurance, health insurance. We offer mm-hmm. individual private health insurance plans, alternative health insurance plans, shared health plans, MEC plans, which are minimal essential coverages for those who may not be able to afford a fully funded health insurance but need to have something just so they can get to the doctors. Mm-hmm. I also consult clients on financial literacy, where I will help a client look at their budget. We do a full forensic breakdown of their budget and finances, how they spend their money on a day-to-day basis, and then put together a plan, set aside funds for specific that are allocated specifically for certain roles. So we have the emergency fund, you have retirement funds, you have the housing fund, you know, if you're trying to buy a house or plan for graduation, college, whatever it is. And then we work through that budget and build up that habit. And that's the most important thing. You want to build up the habit. Look at your budget every week, every month. Know what you're spending. Know what is coming in. Know what is going out. Mm-hmm. And just take control. In my classes, when I teach financial literacy, I tell people we've been taught to treat money as an inanimate object. It's an inanimate object. It's just a tool.
Yeah.
And we are to utilize that tool in order for it to work for us, not to allow the tool to control and influence and manage us in the decisions that we make.
That's right.
And so you can only do that when you plan and prepare.
Yeah. And that's a great advice to have, build a better relationship with money, right? So.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Definitely. I like that. Where can we find you and sign up for your services? Please do share.
Well, you can definitely find me online. My website is barbosabenefits.com. You can find me on Twitter as well as Instagram and Facebook, all Barbosa Benefits. And I'm available via phone. You can reach me, area code 202-643-0018, or you can email me at jennifer@barbosabenefits.com. And that's benefits with an S. So Barbosa Benefits, just look me up. You can find me. And again, call me. And I always tell people, you can call me anytime, shoot me a text message, day or night, weekend or weekday, because these are important information. And I know that we don't operate 9 to 5, especially when it's an emergency.
Absolutely. And we need your services. We definitely do. Thank you for sharing that, Jennifer.
Absolutely. I hope to help more people, especially now. I really want to empower people to really take control of their finances.
That's right. And this has been very eye-opening, very eye-opening. And I'll tell you that personally for me, it has been for sure. Yeah. So thank you. And before I let you go, I like to dive even deeper with 3 additional questions to wrap it up. Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay. First question. If you, Jennifer, were to write yourself a love letter, how would you begin?
I actually love that question. If I were to write myself a love letter, I would tell myself, I would say, Jennifer, you are worthy. You are worthy of all that you hope and dream for and more.
Yeah. Love it. Second question. What is your personal why? That one thing that keeps you going every day.
My personal why are my children and my clients. I build my business and I've grown my business according to the requests from my clients. And I got into entrepreneurship because I wanted to make sure that I was an example to my children to decide and take action in the life type of life that they want to make for themselves, as opposed to just accommodating what society may say it should be, or waiting for someone to come and give you a life. You should be able to make that decision for yourself and do what wakes you up in the morning, as long as you're good at it and you enjoy it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And lastly, what would you like to leave behind when this journey is over?
I hope to leave behind good feelings and memories for the people that I've been in contact with, whether it's family, friends, or clients. I hope that I had left them with something of value, something to think of, something to empower them, or just a simple feeling of love and respect and consideration.
Absolutely. That is beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Jennifer, for your time. I know you're busy. We're all busy. And I do appreciate you being here and providing Absolutely. Us with this wealth of knowledge. I'm sure
thank it you. Is
very helpful, very helpful. So until we connect again, okay?
Definitely. Thanks again, Lucy. It was great talking to you.
Oh, you too. We'll be talking, okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll be talking. And to my listeners, remember, you are the most important person in your life. Until the next time, be well. And please connect with us on IG, luce.inspiration. That's luce.inspiration, where I post the latest episodes, inspirational quotes, wellness tips, and much more. Sending you all so much love.